It's a little after 6 o'clock on day eight. I'm traveling north from Townsville. It's about 30 kilometers behind me. I've done about 285k today so far. After a bad day yesterday, we only got about 162k done because I was messing around dealing with punctures and broken gear cables. I'm now about 130 something kilometers behind schedule. So my intention at the moment is to ride through the night into tomorrow, which will be Sunday, and hopefully catch up most of that that lost ground if I can get to Mareeba by the middle of tomorrow afternoon, which is about 60 kilometers past Cairns. Then I'll only be 30 kilometers behind schedule, and also Mareeba's on the Atherton Tableland, so I will have dealt with the climb up the Great Dividing Range, which is something I'm not looking forward to. Cairns is still about 325 kilometers away, so that's probably 16 hours. That makes it about 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, unless I stop for a couple of hours sleep during the night, which is quite likely, so maybe closer to midday. Hasn't been such a bad day. I was in Proserpine last night near the Whitsundays. Got away at 3 o'clock this morning, or 4 o'clock, expecting to be getting wet because I'd been woken during the night by torrential rain. But although the roads although the roads were wet, it's only been light showers a couple of times today at all, so I've been lucky. Most of the time today the road's been passing through fairly arid cattle grazing country, but around the towns such as Eyre and Home Hill and Townsville, there are a few sugarcane plantations as well. And in the near distance, sort of rising out of the plains like islands on the sea, there's been some quite high mountains, particularly off to the left, which have had their tops shrouded in cloud, and you can see that it's raining in the valleys quite often. I just had dinner in a little place called Geeragun, which is like a northern suburb of Townsville. As you can probably hear, there's still a fair bit of traffic around. I'm still quite close to Townsville. When I came out of the shop getting ready to ride at night, I squeezed my back tire, and to my paranoid eye, it seems like the tire's gone down a little bit, which makes me think maybe it's got a slow leak, which is the worst kind of leak. So I pumped it up to 90 pounds per square inch, hoping that it's just my imagination. Seemed to have gone down a bit, but the gauge I've got's attached to the pump and it's pretty Mickey Mouse, and it's a bit hard to tell. Just had a telephone conversation with Sharon, and she's going to send me an iPod with all my music on to Mount Isa, which is a place I'll pass through in about 5 days' time. I think I'll be calling her back and asking to send me a spare tyre as well in Mount Isa, and hope that this one does the job until then. I've really had enough of worrying about spare tyres, or about flat tyres. it doesn't take long for me to get a long way behind my schedule, as I've seen in the last few days, and I don't fancy having to play catch up again if I can avoid it. One reason for choosing to catch up quickly, if I can, by riding through tonight, is that on my last attempt last year, I got behind about the same area around Townsville, and it took me a very long time to catch up. It's just hard to make up that extra ground when you've already got long kilometres scheduled each day. The benefits of doing it now are multiple. One is that once it's caught up, then I'm caught up, and I feel my confidence will be strengthened. Another one is that this road is relatively flat following the coast, and the winds are predominantly from behind, and there's enough towns where there'll be some 24-hour service stations where I can get some food during the night if I want it, and the temperatures aren't likely to drop enough for me to even put my coat on, so the riding's quite pleasant. And once it gets a bit later, and once I get away from the big towns, I think the traffic will drop off as well. At the moment, I can just see the last bits of daylight behind the dark clouds. There are a few clear patches of sky, so I'll see a few stars later, and maybe the moon, but I'm not counting on it. I know I'm going to be very tired doing this. I already wouldn't mind stopping for the night, but I've made the commitment. No particularly bad injuries. My butt's had enough of sitting on the saddle. My feet are hot from pushing on the pedals, and my hands have had enough leaning on the handlebars. The contact points are always the challenge when you're cycling. But there's no severe pain in any of them, it's just sustained discomfort. I'm doing a reasonable amount of standing up and pedaling just to give my butt a change and stretch my hammies and stuff. But otherwise, I'm in reasonable shape and should be able to get through the night. Tires permitting. That's it for now.